Tommy McNeil. Congressional Democrats toured Texas border facilities as news emerged about a secret Facebook group for Border Patrol agents that includes racist and violent content. AP correspondent Tim McGuire has details.
Members of Congress visit an immigration detention center and two Border Patrol stations in the El Paso area. Texas Democrat Congressman Joaquin Castro says immigration and Border Patrol have a long way to go in improving conditions.
The system is still broken and that people's human rights are still being abused.
ProPublica reports a closed Facebook page made up of current and former Border Patrol members included sexist posts and comments mocking migrant deaths.
There are many within CBP who become desensitized to the point of being dangerous to the migrants in their care.
Border Patrol head Carla Provost says any employee violating standards will be held accountable. I'm Tim McGuire.
The Salvadoran migrant and his toddler daughter, who drowned in a desperate effort to cross into the United States, were buried Monday in San Salvador. A photograph of Oscar Martinez and 23-month-old Valeria lying face down in the Rio Grande River was shared countless times last week, bringing attention to the plight of those who could enter the United States to seek a better life. The Trump administration threatened Mexico with tariffs if it did not enforce immigration controls at northern and southern borders. The United States says it will never allow Iran to develop a nuclear weapon after Tehran announced that it had exceeded the limit on its stockpile of low-enriched uranium it agreed to in the 2015 international accord restraining its nuclear weapons development. The White House said in a statement Monday that Iran should be held to a standard of no uranium enrichment and said the United States will continue its pressure on Iran. Statements said maximum pressure on the Iranian regime will continue until its leaders alter their course. This is VOA News. President Trump has signed a humanitarian aid package to bolster migrant care. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
In an Oval Office ceremony late Monday afternoon, President Trump signed the $4.6 billion measure designed to provide funding for government agencies dealing with the surge of Central American immigrants at the U.S.-Mexico border.
It's $4.6 billion. It was bipartisan. It was done in a bipartisan manner.
Trump also announced the nationwide illegal immigration sweep will go forward after the 4th of July. Trump delayed the raids about a week ago. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A Lebanese U.S. permanent resident released by Iran last month after almost 4 years in prison says he formed close bonds with other inmates, including a little-known Iranian who also has U.S. residency. In a VOA Persian interview at his Washington home last week, Nazar Zaka shared new details of his interactions with other detainees at Tehran's prison, where he spent a year in solitary confinement after his September 2015 detention before being moved to a cell with 50 other people. Iranian authorities released him from the prison on June 11th and allowed him to fly to Lebanon. A week later, he returned to Washington to reunite with his three sons. An Iranian judge sentenced him, an internet freedom activist, to 10 years in prison in September 2016 on national security-related charges that Zaka dismissed as trumped up after being released. The economy is solid, but U.S. President Trump is not seeing much of a bump in support as a result for his election campaign. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The president's getting mixed reviews in an AP NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll. Nearly two-thirds of respondents say the economy's good, but just 47% approve of how he's handling it. The skepticism could hurt his re-election bid. Wisconsin farmer Ryan Brigham is struggling, but says the president's still his guy.
It's going to come around.
Houston neuroscientist Christelle Bastida's not so sure. She says the Trump economic boost isn't for her.
So far, it's been, I hear, very good for billionaires.
And says any credit for a stable economy goes to the Obama administration. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Iranian prosecutors are seeking the death penalty for several suspects arrested last year for spying for the United States and military and nuclear bodies. That's according to state media. Iran said in August it had arrested tens of spies and state bodies, many of whom were dual nationals. In June, Iran said it executed a former contract employee of the Defense Ministry Aerospace Body on charges of spying for the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.